Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie came in and informed me that French fries will kill you.
Oh, my God. This is so sad.
Yeah, it is sad because I love French fries.
I don't have the article now, but I think it was only six.
But we have the news story.
Oh, good.
Right,
okay.
Here you go.
Next time the cashier at a fast food restaurant asks, do you want fries with that? Tell him, yeah, but only six.
What?
Why six? Well,
wait a minute. Six fries.
That's all you can have.
I can't live on six fries.
Can only have six.
Is that all? That's not even. That doesn't even take up a packet of ketchup.
That seems almost mean.
Six. They're going to count out six fries for me.
And how do you like? Are they long ones? Are they little? Like how? Six?
Are they waffle fries?
You're right.
There's so many choices, right?
Next time the cashier at a fast food restaurant asks, "Do you want fries with that?" Tell him, "Yeah, but only six."
What?
Why six? Well, a Harvard professor says that's the ideal serving size in terms of trying to keep your meal a little healthier. So Dr. Eric Rim calls potatoes starch bombs. He says that they rank near the bottom of healthful vegetables, lack the nutrients found in leafy greens.
Oh, it's a Harvard professor.
I guess they just clog up everything.
Yeah.
They're just big old starch bombs that clog up your arteries.
I don't care.
I love them.
I don't care.
Huh?
I don't care.
There's nothing like hot fries.
There are certain things worth dying for.
And you know what's weird is I can't do any other fries but just normal straight fries.
Yeah.
They got to be just, I don't waffle it. I don't, those are too much potatoy.
I like the crinkle.
The crinkle's fine.
Yeah, the crinkle. Yeah, the crinkle's fine. My favorite.
But they got to be like, they got to be firm.
Yeah. Now, what's your favorite fry, fast food?
Well, I think
McDonald's?
I think that Steak and Shake does a fine, fine job.
Steak and Shake? I think they have a good fry.
They do. Nice job. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I'd have to go with McDonald's. When they're fresh, when they're straight out of the fryer, it's hard to beat a good McDonald's
fry.
Yeah,
but they took away that ingredient, that killer ingredient.
What's that?
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of like a lard.
It is.
They took it away 12 years ago. I remember because my son was just...
They changed the oil.
Yeah, because the lady that was at my house, she owned four McDonald's, and she was trying to convince her dad to kind of sneak it in there and keep it in there.
And
he said no, they'd get kicked out of the chain.
Yeah, if they're a part of the franchise, then you have to go with the food.
But she totally, because they own four McDonald's, she said she totally noticed and she doesn't like them now.
Remember the fiasco with the Steak and Shake here when it first opened?
Yeah, that was weird.
Remember they wanted to shortcut some things? And the people that bought the franchise opened up the Steak and Shake and did not buy the products that Steak and Shake uses nationally.
Yeah, they were going over to Costco getting their own ketchup. And so they got in trouble.
I think they had to sell it to somebody else that would actually use the Steak and Shake food. But you're right. They were going to like King Supers to buy the hamburger meat.
I know. And it wasn't up to their whatever the chain's standards.
Right. Well, they want consistency.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to be able to go to a Steak and Shake in Colorado and one in, say, Illinois, and it all tastes the same.
Thus a franchise. Bastards.
French fries. Bad for you.
Starch bombs.
Yeah, starch
that's what he's calling them. Starch bombs.
And so, sucks.
And there's just no nutrients in it at all. You're getting nothing but just fat and grease. Although, oh my God, will you find this, Sean? This was the weirdest thing, and I don't know if she was kidding.
Okay.
So remember Megan Fox?
Megan Fox, I do.
Okay, super hot girl.
Yeah.
She was in a chain of movies.
Oh yeah, I remember.
But then she was too
Transformers.
Transformers. But then she was too difficult to work with, and so they kicked her to the curb. Well, yesterday she was on Entertainment Tonight. She says that she eats sticks of butter.
Sticks of butter.
Uh huh. But I couldn't figure out if she was kidding or not. But she said on Entertainment Tonight, because they were saying, what do you travel with? And because she's doing a travel show, she's like, oh, I take this pillow and I take this and I'm a germaphobe. So I bring my own robe and I bring these sticks of butter and I eat my sticks of, she eats sticks of butter.
I wonder if that's true.
I don't know.
For what purpose?
I don't know. Maybe just get everything to slide out.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't know. Have you found it?
Maybe it's that
keto.
Is it the keto diet? Because don't you get to eat all the fat that you want to eat with that diet?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go on that at the first of the year.
Just eat sticks of butter?
Yeah, here's why. Well, okay. I don't know if it's sticks of butter, but they say fat, and I love fat. I'm a fat guy. I love fat, right? But I saw some relatives when I was back home this past weekend, and one couple is my cousin and his wife. They've lost 25 pounds eating all the fat they want to eat.
Okay.
And he was explaining to me that it was the keto diet. And that it really did work. They'd been on it for 3 months.
It does work. I was on it. It works. But then you explode.
What?
Explode.
Then what
do
you mean?
Then you get so huge. I mean, I was on it, and I had to eat the top of pizzas. I have summer sausage in the morning. I just eat the log of summer sausage.
Yeah.
That's all I ate, is summer sausage, cheese, the top of pizzas, no crust, no carbs at all. I'd barely, I wouldn't even have a grape. Which
really?
Which is horrible for you. Yeah, I wouldn't have anything. I just eat, I'd order a Supreme pizza.
Did you lose weight?
Oh my God, I got down to 118 pounds. That's when that neighbor asked me if I meant to look like that.
Yeah.
Because I was so skinny.
Really?
But as soon as I started eating a carb.
Really? It came back.
And guess what else it's bad for? Your gallbladder. I guess it shoots the hell out of your gallbladder.
Well, I didn't know all this. Yeah, with a keto diet?
Yeah, it's really bad.
And they raved about it.
But it's so unhealthy. How can eating all that fat be healthy? It's horrible for you. I mean, literally, Sean, would I not be sitting in the morning show eating a log of cheese and a summer sausage?
Yes, that's exactly what you're eating. One Christmas, it was perfect. I gave her a big bouquet of meat and cheese.
Wait a minute. I'm
shooters of vodka. It was
I'm
wonderful.
Confused. I didn't think you could eat meat on that diet.
Yeah.
I think you were doing the Atkins.
Oh, maybe I was doing all
Atkins. Yeah, I don't think you could eat meat on the keto diet.
Mine was all fat.
Yeah.
It was just no carbs.
Right.
The keto diet is also no carbs.
Right, but I don't think you eat meat. I think you stay away from protein, too.
Oh, so what do you eat? Butter?
You eat fat. It's just fat, fat, fat.
Well,
it's like nutty bars.
That's kind of what the all-protein diet is, too. It's just all, because, I mean, summer sausage is not.
No, but I feel like I could live on Oreos and nutty bars.
You can't
I
have
do.
That.
I feel like I could.
That's carbs and sugar.
That's fat.
No, you can't have that at all.
Oh, jeez.
You're so off on this.
I'm so confused. I'm just assuming fat is anything that I want to eat that's got fat in it.
No, because you're eating carbs. Anything with sugar is carbs.
Crap.
Yeah. I got you, Jamie.
What?
Right here.
What is it?
Here's the key.
Okay, let's go.
And then what's always with me is just butter and more butter and more butter and more butter. Grass-fed butter. But this is the key to keto diet. So you'll see me eating sticks of this sometimes.
She eats
sticks
of butter.
Of butter.
Wow.
I couldn't do that.
Me either.
Nasty.
That would be gross.
Ooh. I could not.
I love butter, but not just by itself.
Can we try it?
Eat a stick of butter like a popsicle?
I'll go get some in the fridge. You want to see if you can eat it?
I'll try.
Okay.
I'd rather not do it before we go to this big concert tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Before I get on stage.
Don't stand in line.
Maybe we do it tomorrow.
Okay. Probably.
Yeah, because I don't want to get up there and be, and all of a sudden have to do the backdoor trot,
Be full of butter.
Yeah.
By the way, everybody's mad. I don't know anything about the keto diet, dummy. That's what they call me, dummy.
Yeah. I don't think you do meat. I don't think you do. I think it's a fat thing, and you can eat all the fat you want.
You should try it and see if you get small.
Yeah. I think I could.
No, you should do it.
I'm telling you.
Let's get the keto diet, and because you know what's going to happen?
Yeah, I got to investigate.
Can I tell you, because this is what happens with the Atkins diet. You go off a little bit and have some carbs.
Yeah.
And you get fat. If you don't stick to it, you've got to, this is what I'm worried about with you.
I'm just going to eat cake every meal.
I don't think
every meal, I'm going to eat cake.
You can't eat cake.
You got to keep it.
It's got
500 calories, though.
Yeah, but.
Oh, my God.
You got to really count your calories on keto.
I think you need to study it. Just grab some butter.
The backdoor butters.
Ew, what? What is that?
What is that? What do you mean?
If you eat a lot of butter, you get the backdoor.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.